have something here. These symbols up here. This is what is called, and I can't remember if it's a 60 or a 90, but I'll do it again. This is the 60 degree square of Freemasonry with the G for geometry in the middle. The 60 and incidentally, the reason why it's like this is because of the triangle pointing down and the triangle pointing up. You know, if you cross them, then it becomes the Star of David. That's why it's there that way. Yeah, that's it. And that's according to the Masonic, you know, the Masonic books. They say it's actually a takeoff on the Masonic Star of David. Triangle up and triangle down, but this is the 60 degree square. All right. On them, anytime you see like the Olympic stars or any of these other, they always have the ribbon, right? Anytime you get an award from the government, it's on a ribbon. That's called a 90 degree square. That's a square, but it's at the 90 degree, a 90 degree square, okay? You have to keep that in mind because that's a Masonic square, okay? Here it is, the 60 degree and the 90 degree. Okay, I'll back it up. I was wrong. That's the 90 degree, and this is the 60 degree. 90 degree square, 60 degree square. Well, it has to do with, figures the square of the 90 degree, and here's the square progress of the 60 degree, okay? The 60 and the 90 degrees. And what are we talking about here? We're talking about Freemasonry, okay? Here it is again. The same as square of Freemasonry. Here you see it, the 90 degree and the 60 degree in churches. You know. So when you see these choirs, singers in churches, they're wearing the square of Freemasonry on them. And it's only appropriate because they're worshiping the Masonic God. Here is St. Louis at Jerusalem. According to, you can't see this too well, but it says St. Louis at Jerusalem. According to Masonic history, the man who first captured Jerusalem for the Knights Templars was St. Louis. Well, they honor St. Louis with the Royal Arch in St. Louis, the Royal Arch. Yeah, in St. Louis, the Royal Arch degree of Freemasonry. I mean, these guys are good. They do all this stuff and crap in front of you and you have no idea what... Yeah.
Have we looked at all these things and have absolutely no...
No idea in the world. It's all connected. There's nothing happening by chance. And there's no problem with economics in this country. There's no problem with lawlessness in this country. There's no problem with anything. This is the strongest, most powerful nation on the face of the earth. So if there's any problems, it's because they are causing the problem. To keep you agitated and frightened and scared and in control. Ordo ab Chaos. Here's something called the Summit of the Arch. This is from a State Department bulletin. And here it's, I don't know if you can see that, the reading. It's the meeting of the of all of the top criminal families in the world. You know, the Germans, the American, Margaret Thatcher. These are all the heads of state in the Western world. And it's the giant glass pyramid. Of course, they would have their picture taken in front of the pyramid in France. And that's why always in any great wars and all the time of world trouble, you always have to have a Paris Peace Conference, you know, in Vietnam and Korea. You always go to Paris because Paris is the home of the French Grand Orient Temple Masons, right? And so here you got the Summit of the Arch. Why would they call this the Summit of the Arch for the Western world's financial and the leaders of the Western world? Here's a little Masonic library to show you how it's connected with religion. We got Masonry. Mormonism and Freemasonry from the Masonic Lodge Publishing. So Mormons are founded by, organized by, directed by, and financed by the Freemasons. Joseph Smith and Brigham Young, the two leaders of the Mormon Church, were both 32nd degree Freemasons in the Scottish Rite. Here's another book, The Relationship of Mormonism and Freemasonry. Here's Mormonism and Masonry. Freemasonry and the Book of Mormon. That's why in Utah we have Zion National Park. Zion National Park with the Great White Throne. Incidentally, it's not Black Throne, it's a White Throne. And that's why America is ruled from the White House, not a brown house or a yellow house, it's the White House. Okay, and that's because England is ruled from what is called Whitehall. Whitehall is the central power of England, Whitehall.
Do you think they're going back to the salamander?
I'm telling you, the people who are running this country are the most powerful criminals the world's ever known. Wait a minute. Should we take a break? Okay, let me back it up then. Huh? Oh, okay. That way we make it work out all right on the tape, okay? So, let's get past this one thing and then we'll take a break. Masonic Orders of Fraternity. This is taken from a Masonic document. The direct descent of the essential program of the esoteric schools was entrusted to groups already well conditioned for the work. The guilds, trade unions, similar protective and benevolent societies have been internally strengthened by the introduction of a new learning. The advancement of the plan required an enlargement of the boundaries of the philosophical overstate. A world fraternity was needed, sustained by a deep and broad program of education according to the method. There's a method to this education that we're getting. Such a fraternity could not immediately include all men, but could unite the activities of certain kinds of men, regardless of their racial or religious beliefs or the nations in which they dwelt. Here's the point. These were the men of towardness, those sons of tomorrow whose symbol was the blazing sun rising over the mountains of the east. Remember Shell Oil, okay? What it's talking about is that the conspiracy already had knowledge that the guilds, the trade unions, similar protective and benevolent societies were perfect grounds for control. So you set up the Red Cross, you set up the Painters Union, you set up these unions and benevolent societies and this and that, set them all up to ostensibly, of course, protect the people, to help the people, and protection, when in fact they're being organized and directed to control the people. And it does, and such a fraternity could not immediately, we can't explain this conspiracy to everybody, we can't count in everybody on this, but we could unite certain kinds of men, as long as we all understand what's going on here, we could unite these different organizations together. And the symbol for these men, these were the men of towardness, whose sons of tomorrow, whose symbol was a blazing sun rising over the mountains of the east. That's important. These were the men of towardness, the sons of tomorrow, whose symbol was the blazing sun rising over the mountains of the east. While it is difficult to trace the elements of a pattern never intended to be obvious, the broad shape of a design is dimly apparent, the invisible empire. So it's saying it's very difficult to put all of this together, but the reason why it's difficult is it was never intended to be obvious anyway. I mean, if you're on the inside, you know there's a design, but on the outside, it's not supposed to be obvious. Okay? Here's where they're getting this from. This is from the old Assyrian-Babylonian mythology, the sunrise. The god Shemesh appears above the mountains of the east. Here's God's sun rising over the mountains of the east. That goes all the way back to Babylon. Here it is in Hebrew theology, the sun rising, Israelites at Mount Sinai. The sun rising over the east. Shell, the sun. The sun rising on Hebrew Jewish Freemasonry. Here it is, the Kabbalah. We're talking about the Kabbalah. And here on the back on chapter 9 is called the way of one who is caught between the suns of a dying and a dawning day. The one caught between the one who, no, wait a minute. The way of the one who is caught between the suns. Implying that there's two suns. There's a sun going down and a new sun coming up. The old sun of the old world order, Rome, is going down. Vatican, Europe, is the old sun and it's going down, and there's a new sun coming up on America. There's a dawn of a new day for America. It's going to be the king of the world now.
A thousand points of light.
A thousand points of light. All right, so what we're talking about here is between the suns of a dying and dawning day. George Washington said, here's his chair where he signed all of his documents, George Washington. And up here, he says, but now at length I have the happiness to know it is a rising and not a setting sun. I now at length have the happiness to know that it is a rising and not a setting sun. So Washington understood, this is a priceless relic of the Constitutional Convention, the rising sun chair of George Washington. Huh? Yeah, with the Fijian cap, yeah. As a matter of fact, yeah, let me go back on that. The Fijian cap, that's the old cap of the Fijians. Huh? And the reason why, I mean, I could get into this too, I'm not going to right now, but there's a reason why, we'll get into that another time. That's very interesting too, the Fijian cap. Here's a book by James Billington, Fire in the Minds of Men. It traces the course of the revolutionary faith from its earliest origins in occult Freemasonry to the allegedly scientific Marxism of today. So when you hear things about scientific Marxism, communism, the Soviet Union, and all of that, what we're talking about, scientific Marxism, is actually had its earliest origins in occult Freemasonry. And James Billington has written some brilliant books. He is a Rhodes Scholar, like the new president. He's a Rhodes Scholar also. He teaches at Oxford. He's probably taught our new president. He is a really establishment boy. This guy is well thought of by all the gangsters on top of the governments of the world. He's their boy. And he is a very, very brilliant man. He's put out some very thick books on Illuminati and Masonic. This whole book is dealing with the Masonic symbols and emblems that are used throughout the world and what they mean, and what a tremendous book. But I was showing you this only because in relation to Marxism, connecting it with the origins in Freemasonry, okay? Again, here is a page from an encyclopedia on Russia, and over here you have the flag and this national coat of arms. The National Coat of Arms talks about the rising sun is a symbol of the dawning of the new day of communism. New day is in quotes, okay? The rising sun is a symbol of the dawning of the new day of communism, all right? This symbol came out for the Soviet Union in 1930s, late 30s, mid to late 30s. It originally came out at that time. In New York, we have the dawn of a new day, dawning of a new day of communism. And in New York, we have for the World's Fair in 1939, the dawn of a new day. There's connections between the New York World's Fair and the coming of the Soviet Union. Somebody's trying to tell us something in New York. Sun rising in Russia, Soviet Union, sunrise. Here's half a dollar? Yeah, 50 cent. And here it says, she is moving toward the dawn of a new day, the sun rising for us. They put communism over there, it's rising for us now. Now we're coming into a communist system. We call it democratic, like the People's Democratic Republic of China, the People's Democratic Republic of Cuba, the People's Democratic Republic of Romania. And now we got the People's Democratic Republic of America. And nothing in all Marxist communism is the same as the old Roman fascism. It's all totalitarian dictatorships, period. Here's Charles Tess Russell, founder of Jehovah's Witnesses. He's telling everybody the new day is dawning, you know, preparing all the poor Jehovah's Witnesses for the dawn of a new day. Here is the Watchtower and Bible Tract Society of Pennsylvania, Jehovah's Witnesses, with the sun rising over the mountains of the east. Here's a Christian distributor for Christian materials called the New Day, sun rising over the mountains of the east. Christians have no idea in the world. All this stuff is being manipulated, presented to them, and they have no idea in the world. And they're out there preparing the world to accept God's kingdom. Channel 40. And never realize the symbols of Channel 40 are Masonic. And all of their leaders are all Freemasons. It's too bad, but it goes back to, you know, pride precedes a fall. When it is you think you have the whole truth and you're in tight with the Lord, that's when you've been had. Richard Nixon struck a coin for himself and called it the New Day for America, the New Dawn for Peace. And that's what he did. Here's Liberia, the flag with the symbol for the rising sun on the flag, just to show you how it's used throughout the world. The sun which heralds a new day. Romania, their symbol is a sun, like the shell, the sun rising over the mountains of the east. The rising sun expresses the promise of a new day. Here's Mongolia, the horseman on horseback with the sun rising over the mountains stands for the nation's advance toward communism. Malawi with the red sun. Malawi added the sun to symbolize the dawning of a new day for Africa, and it was. They killed a lot of people over there. And Afghanistan, there was a new dawn for Afghanistan. They broke that up and killed a lot of people. And here's on rings, high school rings, college rings, a new dawning, sun coming up. Here's the sun coming up on college rings and high school rings. Here it is. Behold a new dawn, sun coming up on the mountains of the east. I mean, hey, they control education, religion, politics, the police department, fire department, and Sears. I mean, let's face it. They own and control the world you live in. It's the only game in town. You know, behold a new dawn. Kids wear these rings, have no idea in the world what that means. How much more time do we have on the film? Good. A recurrent mythic model for revolutionaries, early romantics, and young Karl Marx and the Russians of Lenin's time was Prometheus, who stole fire from the gods for the use of mankind. I'll read it again. A recurrent mythic model for revolutionaries, and early romantics, young Karl Marx, and the Russians of Lenin's time was Prometheus, who stole fire from the gods for the use of mankind. Prometheus. Here in New York at Rockefeller Center, we have the Prometheus Fountain, the Masonic Square Freemasonry. And in front of Rockefeller Center is Prometheus on the Promethean Fountain, who stole fire from God. And that's why during the Olympics you have they're running around with the torch. It's the torch of Prometheus, like the Statue of Liberty holds the torch of Prometheus. It's a symbol for the Age of Enlightenment or the Illuminati. The illuminated ones, holders of the light. Well, wait a minute. This is the end of it right here. The United Nations, I was saying today to one of you today that the post office, our postal service used to have on our post boxes on the street were red, white, and blue. Today they're just simply blue. Because blue is a symbol for Israel. It's the national color of Israel, which is incidentally the same national color the international color for the United Nations. This color blue. This particular shade of blue has since become known as UN blue. This is UN blue. It comes from the old Grand Lodge of Freemasonry, the Grand Lodge blue. That's why they call it Blue Degree Freemasonry. The first 3 degrees of Freemasonry is called the Blue Degrees. That's why the United Nations is blue. Yeah, that's why when you go to college, you get a degree. Because that's the way you move in Freemasonry, is by degrees. The 33rd degree, the 32nd degree, the 3rd degree. You go to college and get a degree, because these people will teach you what you're supposed to know, not what you're not supposed to know. You're not supposed to think like this. They teach you what you're supposed to know. They teach you how to earn a living, not how to live. They teach you how to think, not to think, but how to think. And so That's why when you come out of college, they call you an alumni, because you are an alumni. You are illuminated. You've been enlightened by the powers that be. As long as you stay square and play on the square, you're going to do all right. As long as you don't go thinking too much, is the end of the first section.